Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, we also have the Naughty and Nice list, so you can check where these retailers are with respect to Christmas, and you can shop accordingly. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, 15 years ago, we launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign designed to educate and, if necessary, litigate to make sure that the real essence, the reason for Christmas, is not censored. But we also launched the Naughty and Nice list, which overviews the retailers that want to profit off of Christmas, some of whom acknowledge it, but also some pretend that Christmas doesn't exist. You can vote with your shopping dollars during this Christmas, and you can patronize those stores that recognize Christmas, the real reason for the season. And you can boycott those stores or refuse to go to those stores and purchase them, whether in person or online, those that simply want to take your money but pretend that Christmas doesn't even exist. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to download the Naughty and Nice list. Matt, this particular list, Naughty and Nice, has had a significant impact over the years in terms of changing the direction and the behavior of many of these mega retail stores across the country. And then on the other hand, there's a few of these stores that just simply refuse to budge.
Yeah, you would think that those companies would, rather than choosing sides with anti-Christian groups that want to, really are engaging in a war on Christmas, you would think that at the very least remain neutral. I mean, we know Christmas is a holiday approved by Congress. This is the reason for the season. And the Naughty and Nice list has served to kind of open the eyes of many of these companies and bring them back in the fold in terms of recognizing the reason for the season.
And Holly, you know, the good news is that on the nice side, there are many more stores and retail options that people have. In fact, many more now today than you had, say, 10 years ago. Because of the Naughty and Nice list, because of people that are making their voice known. On the other hand, there's just a smaller number, but they are hardcore, if you will, on the naughty side. And some of these have just never, ever come off the naughty list, including Dick's Sporting Goods. You would think that they would want to be on the nice list, but they've never, ever, from the beginning, been on the nice list. You also have J. Crew Outfitters, never been on the nice list. You also have Gap, never been on the nice list. And you have Radio Shack, never has been on the nice list. Now, you have other options that you can use this Christmas and other times of the year. You don't have to go to Radio Shack for your electronics. You can go to a competitor, and that's what we encourage you to do, and also to make these ideas, your opinions, known to both those that are on the naughty list and those that are on the nice list.
You know, it's like, for example, it was your birthday, Matt, and I was going to buy you a present, but I couldn't say anything about your name or recognize your birthday. You know, it's the same thing. This is Christ's birthday, and we're giving gifts to each other in honor of him. So these stores, you know, they're going to make great profit off that. They should be able to acknowledge this is Christmas. You know, Christmas, right? And so, you know, and you see a lot of those stores that have changed because of people have spoken out. You know, I don't want to say happy holidays. I don't want to censor Christ. So I appreciate as you as a store would do the same and recognize him.
And, you know, I don't mind using the word holiday when it's appropriate, but yeah. When you just use the word holiday and you completely censor out Christmas, right. It becomes pretty obvious that you have a bias, a hostility towards the essence of the season. And when you refer to a Christmas tree as a holiday tree,
right.
It's pretty obvious. It is a Christmas tree. It never has been a holiday tree. It only celebrates one holiday, and that holiday is known as Christmas. So in those kinds of situations, when you have a Christmas wreath, it's not a holiday wreath. It's the wreath is for mm-hmm. Christmas. So you clearly can see a bias in these stores when it's obvious that they are avoiding the word Christmas. So, for example, in some of these naughty stores, the stores such as Dick's Sporting Goods or some of these others, you really can't find the word Christmas anywhere.
And that's pretty much been the whole, since we've had the list.
Yeah,
Dick's Sporting Goods has been on the naughty side, hasn't it?
But there's so many other stores on the nice side.
Yeah.
Bath and Body Works, Beals. We have them in alphabetical order. Belk, Bronner's, Christmas Wonderland, Christmas Place, CVS Pharmacy. And you just go
Hallmark,
down through the list.
JCPenney, Home Depot.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, you know, it's powerful when people go into these retailers. If they're on the naughty list, if they're on the nice list, tell them why they, if they're on the naughty list, why they're not shopping there. You know, be very gracious and kind, but just say, look, if you're not going to recognize Christ and Christmas, then we're not going to recognize you as an option to purchase our Christmas gifts. We're going to go elsewhere to those who are on the nice list. That's powerful, isn't it?
It is. It really makes a difference. And some of these, for example, have had a history of being on the naughty side. Kmart, Walmart, Kohl's, early on slipped over to the naughty side, but early on also came onto the nice side. Sears was another one. I remember Sears, when we did the naughty and nice list, they started off their season completely censoring Christmas. And when we launched the naughty and nice list and put Sears on the naughty side, people began to make their voice known to Sears. And in the middle of the season, after they'd already done their printing of the different kinds of advertising and signs, they switched literally right in the middle.
See, it pays to speak out, people. And didn't they prohibit their employees from saying Merry Christmas?
Yeah, of
originally?
All stores, you wouldn't think that they would do that, but Walmart actually prohibited their cashiers from even returning the greeting Merry Christmas. So if you, Holly, were shopping and you're at the cashier and you would say Merry Christmas, they would say Happy Holiday, and you would say, well, Merry Christmas, and they would say, we're not allowed to say it. So it was that significant.
Right.
And some of these
changed that now.
Yeah, some of these, you know, it may be due to marketers, their PR people, to say, well, you need to just use the generic, not offend people. So some of those maybe went down that road that way. On the other hand, there's some institutionalized anti-Christmas, and you see that with Radio Shack. It's obviously an institutionalized situation within that company.
Why do they listen to these marketers and these execs that think that they're being inclusive by excluding Christians? By, you know, it's tyranny of the minority. A handful of people are offended by the word Christmas, and so they end up offending the majority of their customer base by denying the reason for the season. It's not just kind of an anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-Christmas idea. It's just not good business practice.
No, and you know what? What you need to do is not only make your shopping dollars count by looking at the naughty and nice list, you can go to lc.org and download it, but make sure you let these retailers know. You can contact them through email, phone, you can send a letter, you can do that when you're in the store. Say when you're checking out, you can tell the cashier, thank you for using the word Christmas, thank you for the Christmas music that you hear over the intercom. On the other hand, these other ones that don't acknowledge Christmas, that you're not going to patronize, if that's what you choose to do, and that certainly has a big impact, let them know as well.
Right, shoot them an email, yeah.
Yeah, if you just decide using the list to go to one store versus another store, they're not going to know why you're doing that.
Right, and we even put email addresses on the naughty and nice list so you can, you know, contact them whether they are being naughty or nice and let them know. You let your voice be heard. It makes a difference.
Put the naughty and nice list on your social media and let other people know about it as well. In fact, it makes a difference. We know from history it makes a difference. So compliment those that need to be complimented and tell the others why you're deciding to go someplace else. Mm-hmm. And you may go to their competitor, not just during Christmas, but until they change. For example, Radio Shack. I don't ever go to Radio Shack. Because if they're that way during the Christmas season and they've institutionalized this anti-Christmas, they're that way during the other 11 months
Absolutely.
Of the year. And there's other options. You don't have to go to these stores that are anti-Christmas. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Help us work together to keep the real reason for the season, to keep Christ in Christmas. Download the Naughty and Nice list and also let us know what you're seeing. We depend upon information that we're seeing from you, our listeners, our supporters, about what you see and hear in these various stores. Go to lc.org and send us an email about what you're seeing at liberty@lc.org, liberty@lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.